World Food Program spokesman Peter Smerdon tells VOA that as many as 10 heavily armed gunmen approached the WFP compound in Wajid shortly before midnight Sunday. Smerdon says they ordered the security guards to open the gate. When the guards refused, the gunmen opened fire.
In the ensuing gun battle, which lasted about 15 minutes, three of the gunmen were killed and one was seriously wounded. One guard was slightly wounded. The attackers were rogue elements of Al-Shabaab from outside Wajid, and they subsequently left Wajid after the assault on the compound.
Smerdon says it is likely the gunmen had intended to kidnap foreign aid workers staying at the compound. Wajid, in Somalia's northwestern Bakool region, is in an area controlled by Al-Shabaab, but Smerdon says there is no evidence to suggest that Al-Shabaab authorities had ordered the attack. Nine international UN staff, seven from WFP and two from other UN agencies, have been temporarily evacuated to Nairobi. WFP says it will continue its supplementary feeding programs in the region through local non-governmental organization partners. Aid workers have been frequent targets of kidnappings and assassinations during a two-year Al-Shabaab-led insurgency against the country's UN-backed transitional government in Mogadishu. Eight aid workers have been killed in Somalia this year, and 13 remain in captivity. Meanwhile, south of Wajid in the Ghetto region, forces loyal to armed Sufi Muslim group Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah say they captured the town of Bulahawa from Al-Shabaab militants early Monday. Bulahawa is near the border from the Kenyan town of Mandera, and like much of southern Somalia, it had been under the control of Al-Shabaab, an extremist group with ties to Al-Qaeda and designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. A spokesman for Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Yusuf Al-Ashari, described the takeover of Bulahawa as a victory for all Somalis who reject Al-Shabaab's extremism. The Sufi cleric says Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah will continue its holy war against Al-Shabaab until all innocent Muslims are free from what he termed the evil group. Al-Shabaab leaders in the southern city of Kismayo immediately called on Al-Shabaab fighters to mobilize in Ghetto and defend the towns from Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah attacks. Al-Shabaab has repeatedly accused Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah of being militarily backed by neighboring Ethiopia, a charge the Sufi group denies. Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah took up arms last December after Al-Shabaab members declared Sufism to be a heretical version of Islam and desecrated the graves of Sufi clerics in southern Somalia. Since then, Al-Shabaab has suffered several military setbacks at the hands of Ahlus-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in central and south-central Somalia. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.